Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Arab leaders are meeting in Saudi Arabia today to discuss efforts towards a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas wants the fighting to stop, but he's concerned that Israel is about to enter Rafah, and he says the U.S. is the only country able to stop that. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected to join the Saudi meeting. Meanwhile, Israeli Foreign Minister Israel Katz says the planned offensive on Rafah could be put off if there is a deal to free hostages Hamas is holding in Gaza. That's Katz making the announcement during a television interview. More than 130 hostages are still being held. Hamas is looking over Israel's response to its latest ceasefire proposal. They say once they've studied it, they'll comment. In Washington, about 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators chanted as journalists and celebrities entered the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
They accused the media of underreporting and misrepresenting the conflict in Gaza. U.S. President Joe Biden spoke, but not about the war. He did poke fun at Donald Trump, suggesting with his trial continuing, Trump was looking for some divine inspiration.
Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
Biden then got serious, calling Trump a danger to democracy and telling reporters to make sure the stakes with this election were clear for voters. Trump's daughter-in-law, Republican Party official Laura Trump, was in the audience. Australia's prime minister says that country is going through a crisis of gender violence. Anthony Albanese addressed a rally today in Canberra, one of many held across Australia this weekend.
I know that we all must do better, but I know this as well. It's not just government's problem. It's a problem of our entire society. Yeah. And this is a national crisis.
The protests follow the mass stabbing earlier this month in Sydney, where five of the six people murdered were women. In this country, Ottawa declared gender-based violence an epidemic last year, with Justice Minister Avri Virani vowing to close any gaps in the criminal code. A Toronto semi-professional women's basketball league is taking to Montreal courts for its first official expansion team. Hoop Queens hosted a tryout Saturday to build a team that will compete this summer. As Kwabina Aduro reports, the league hopes to build on growing hype for women's sports.
Jennifer Matherin hasn't played competitive basketball in 3 years. The 31-year-old, who happens to be the sister of NBA star Benedict Matherin, is trying out for one of nine roster spots.
A long time we had a lot of girls performing in Montreal, so to have a Canadian league and now have a Montreal team is super exciting.
The league Hoop Queens is entering its third year of operation. Hoop Queens is the first of its kind to pay all of its players, $250 per game, plus a bonus for the championship-winning team. League founder Kisa Kumal Singh says this was by design.
My end goal is to continue to create opportunities for women to get paid.
The league's founder says the expansion to Montreal is only the first step. Kumal Singh wants it to grow nationwide.
It's definitely a need for the women to have more teams in this league. So right now we're just trying to figure out funding and opportunities to support that.
Players will find out if they made the team next month, and games start in June. Kubino Duro, CBC News, Montreal.
Well-known Quebec singer-songwriter Jean-Pierre Ferland has died. Ferland released his first album in 1958. He was inducted in the Order of Canada in 1996 and into the National Order of Quebec in 2003. Jean-Pierre Ferland was 89 years old. That is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.